From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Spanish Prime Minister delivers deadline. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy on Wednesday gave the Catalan regional government 8 days to clarify its intention to declare independence.
El Consejo de Ministros,
he demanded confirmation whether or not independence was declared after regional president Carles Puigdemont on Tuesday pronounced that he had a mandate to do so, but suspended it pending talks with Madrid. The Catalan government has been given until Monday to respond. If independence was declared, it's being given another 3 days to reverse course. Monash University analyst Stuart King said that the prime minister struck the right note.
I think it's a very astute move on the part of the central government in a response to what was a very ambiguous statement in the Catalan parliament.
Carlos Rivadulla, the president of the Association of Catalan Businessmen, said he believes he knows why the Catalan leader did not outright secede on Tuesday.
Probably one of the main reasons why yesterday regional president did not declare directly and forward independence was the pressure from the business corporate community.
Under the Constitution, Spain can dismiss the Catalan government, impose direct rule, and call for new elections. Pakistan military announced today it has rescued U.S. National Caitlin Coleman and her Canadian husband, Joshua Boyle, along with their 3 children, from a tribal region bordering Afghanistan. The couple went missing in Afghanistan in 2012, and the Afghan Taliban later claimed responsibility for abducting them. The insurgents had been demanding release of their prisoners in exchange for the 2 hostages who gave birth to the 3 children while in captivity. In their last video message in 2016, Coleman and Boyle urged President-elect Donald Trump to negotiate with the Taliban. This is VOA News. Kenya's electoral board said Wednesday all 8 candidates from the annulled August 8th presidential election can take part in the repeat poll on October the 26th, including main opposition leader Raila Odinga, despite his decision to withdraw. Police fired tear gas on opposition supporters on Wednesday. Several people were hurt as thousands heeded Odinga's call and took to the streets demanding electoral reform. Palestinian Hamas faction says it has reached a deal with its rival Fatah over its political reconciliation. Fatah leader Ismail Haniyeh issued a statement on Thursday saying the 2 sides had struck an agreement after 2 days of talks in Cairo. In Northern California, the death toll is now at 23 as firefighters, faced with high winds and low humidity, battle out-of-control wildfires that have destroyed thousands of homes and businesses. Hundreds of people are missing and unaccounted for. More than 20 blazes have scorched nearly 70,000 hectares across 9 counties since Sunday. Jerry Brown is the state's governor.
We've had big fires in the past. This is one of the biggest, the most serious. It's not over.
The Sonoma County city of Santa Rosa is a hard-hit area with blocks of neighborhoods virtually obliterated by the fire. Kem Pimlott is the director of CAL FIRE.
While we yesterday had a brief respite from the winds, we have returned today to red flag conditions.
Firefighters are struggling to strengthen fire containment lines in an effort to stem the fire's advance. The World Health Organization is urging action to stop the spread of tuberculosis from animals to humans. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
The World Health Organization says TB in animals has been neglected for too long, and it is time to put an end to that. So, for the first time, the WHO is issuing a roadmap to combat animal tuberculosis and its transmission to humans. Anna Dean is technical officer for zoonotic and drug-resistant tuberculosis at the WHO.
It's mainly transmitted to people through food, dairy products and milk that have not been heat treated.
Besides posing a major risk to food safety and human health, the WHO notes bovine TB threatens people's livelihoods. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The health agency warns zoonotic TB kills more than 12,000 people and affects about 150,000 others every year. Floods in Vietnam have left at least 43 people dead and dozens missing. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.